Leadership is a lifelong voyage. Becoming a leader is like setting sail on a journey. There are 5 levels of leadership, each requiring more effort but making leadership easier as you progress. You can't skip any level, and as you move up, you always carry what you've learned with you. It takes lifelong dedication, but you can fall from leadership quickly if you abandon your values. The higher you go, the more fulfilling it becomes, especially as you reach the top and can mentor future leaders, leaving a lasting impact. Level 1. Position. Your leadership journey begins when you get a managerial role. Someone trusted you with more responsibilities, and now you need to show your boss and team how you'll help them succeed. Just having a top position doesn't make you a leader. Your new title might give you status, but real leadership means more than that. To make sure your company grows, you need to expand your skills. Leadership based only on your position can be lonely. Instead, use your rank to build a following. Some leaders focus too much on their position. They play politics and don't value their team. This can lead to high turnover, as good workers won't stay with bad leaders. People often leave jobs to get away from bad bosses. Understand power and influence. Titles don't guarantee power. Pastor and author John C. Maxwell once thought he'd lead his church's board meetings, but a farmer named Claude took charge instead. Claude believed titles were like the tail on a pig. They didn't affect the quality of the bacon. Instead of using your position to order others around, inspire and encourage them. Former Massachusetts Governor Christian Herter learned this lesson. At a church barbecue, he asked for a second piece of chicken but was refused by a volunteer. When Herter tried to pull rank by mentioning he was the governor, the volunteer replied, "I'm the lady in charge of the chicken. Now, move along." Level 2. Permission. This stage marks the start of true leadership. There are 2 main paths leaders often follow: a hard path focused on productivity, and a soft path focused on building relationships. Relationship-oriented leaders might seem soft in performance-driven cultures. Hard results-focused leaders may want to skip level 2, where relationships are key, and go straight to level 3 for results, while soft leaders might stay too long at level 2. At level 2, your goal is to build relationships with your team who allow you to lead them. Your job becomes easier when you have mutual care, trust, and respect. As a level 2 leader, you must see each team member as a whole person, with strengths and weaknesses, challenges, health issues, or personal quirks. Be a good listener, stay consistent, and remain positive. Good leaders know conflicts arise, but keep a positive attitude toward solving them. When you encourage and support your team, they'll give you their best effort. A guide for effective leadership. Define your values and act on them. Thank those who helped you reach your current position. Surround yourself with people who complement your skills. Admit when you lack knowledge. Identify your strengths and areas for improvement. Seek feedback to enhance your leadership skills. Prioritize relationships over rules, but be prepared to address performance issues. When facing a difficult conversation with an employee, address issues early to prevent escalation. Stay calm and avoid initiating conversations when emotions are high. Keep discussions private and respectful. Be considerate and avoid embarrassing or intimidating your employees. Solicit feedback and be open to constructive criticism. Level 3. Production. This level separates true leaders from those who just have the title. To be a leader, you must produce results. Leaders who don't produce get fired, but delivering results builds your reputation and silences critics. Producing helps you be more confident, keeps morale high, and keeps progress going. Level 3 means making tough decisions, owning up to mistakes, and being responsible for goals. It can be tough. Some leaders at this level get tired of being watched by supervisors or having their team wait for instructions. At this level, your relationships with your team change. Some will rise to your level, but others may resist leaving their comfort zones. Accept your team members as they are and make their jobs enjoyable. To succeed, understand your role in your organization's vision. Own your style, commit to getting better, and take responsibility seriously. Focus on your strengths to climb the leadership ladder faster. Tell your team what you expect and make sure they're on board. Working with teams is better than individuals because a team combines everyone's strengths. Make sure your team members work well together. Focus on tasks with the best results and get rid of anything that slows you down. Level 4, People Development. Level 4 leadership goes beyond leading a productive team to create a culture of leadership. It's about developing your employees into leaders themselves, leveraging each person's strengths to boost overall productivity. People, unlike equipment, appreciate over time, so invest in their development. Reaching the top of leadership is tough. Many leaders focus on increasing production instead of nurturing future leaders. Training leaders is crucial for growth and competitiveness, but it means shifting your mindset from doing tasks to developing others. While some leaders struggle to let go of day-to-day tasks, effective leaders delegate and share responsibilities, freeing up time for strategic thinking, a critical asset for advancement. When you become a level 4 leader, your organization benefits from the talented leaders you've cultivated. Developing talent is challenging and requires maturity. Some leaders invest heavily in leadership development without immediate returns, as employees may not be ready or may leave after becoming leaders. Others avoid leadership training due to self-centeredness or insecurity. Seasoned leaders, however, pave the way for others, allowing their companies to reap long-term rewards. Let go of ego, stop micromanaging, and trust your employees to become leaders like you. Develop effective leaders. Recruit potential leaders based on the 4 C's: chemistry, character, capacity, and contribution. Chemistry fosters mutual respect. Character builds trust, essential for mentoring. Capacity is about handling stress and problem-solving skills, and contribution means going beyond the call of duty. Look for integrity, problem-solving skills, vision, communication, influence, creativity, passion, teamwork, servanthood, attitude, confidence, and self-discipline in candidates. Once identified, place leaders in suitable positions. Boston Celtics coach Red Auerbach's success was attributed to fielding the players who worked best together. Model the behavior you expect from your leaders. Level 4 leaders lead exceptionally well and understand the need for individualized leadership development. Stay open to feedback from employees, as developing leaders is a lifelong commitment. Level 5, Pinnacle. To reach level 5 leadership, you've got to be a constant learner, deal with your own doubts, and surround yourself with top-notch people. Once you're there, your main job is to create a culture of leadership. That means teaching others what good leadership looks like, training up the best leaders, and setting a solid example. Reaching level 5 isn't easy. It takes a mix of maturity, talent, and skill. Most leaders never get this far, or they only get there late in their careers. But once you're at level 5, your influence goes beyond just your own organization. You start impacting your whole industry and even society. As a level 5 leader, you're always looking ahead and grooming the next generation of leaders. Spend most of your time developing the top performers on your team. That's where you'll see the biggest payoff. Both level 1 and level 5 leaders can fall into the trap of thinking they've made it and can stop pushing themselves. Some level 5 leaders get complacent and stop growing. They start believing they deserve their success, but the best level 5 leaders stay humble. They know they didn't get there alone, and it's their job to help others succeed too. So, teach the people around you how to climb to the next level. Develop future leaders. Even as you climb the ladder of success, remember that you're not irreplaceable. It's vital to seek out potential successors who can carry on your work. A great leader is comfortable with the idea of being succeeded instead of needed. Look for individuals who can build upon your achievements. By nurturing leaders, you expand your organization's influence and ensure its long-term impact. Mentor several candidates and hone your ability to turn level 4 leaders into level 5 leaders. This task can't be passed off to someone else, as only you have the experience to distinguish between those ready for advancement and those who aren't. Neglecting to mentor future leaders can result in them seeking guidance elsewhere, eroding loyalty and trust. Before stepping down, choose a successor to take your place. Many people face tough challenges like illness, job loss, divorce, or loss of a loved one. These experiences offer valuable life lessons. Share what you've learned from both good and bad times to inspire and guide others. Don't fear the success of those you've mentored. As they rise, so does your influence. As you reach the highest levels of leadership and shape the leaders of tomorrow, humility is key. Surround yourself with honest friends who can offer constructive criticism. Create a corporate culture that promotes leadership at all levels. Utilize your success for the greater good. Key points. 1. Leadership is a lifelong journey, progressing through 5 levels of development, each requiring dedication and continuous learning. 2. Real leadership transcends mere titles. It's about empowering others, building relationships, and producing results. 3. Effective leaders prioritize relationships, invest in people's development, and foster a culture of leadership within their organizations. 4. Level 5 leadership entails constant learning, humility, and mentoring future leaders for sustained impact and industry-wide influence. 5. Successful leadership involves acknowledging personal limitations, embracing feedback, and grooming successors to ensure long-term organizational success. 6. Leaders must balance ambition with humility, staying open to growth and guiding others to reach their full potential. 7. Sharing experiences, both successes and challenges, fosters collective learning and inspires others to navigate their own leadership journeys.